This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is embarking on a week-long trip to Central Europe as the United States looks to confront Russian and Chinese competition in Europe, both economically and geopolitically. The top U.S. diplomat is visiting the Czech Republic, Slovenia, Australia, and Poland this week. Pompeo will become the first Secretary of State since 2011 to visit Slovenia, the homeland of First Lady Melania Trump. He will sign a joint declaration on 5G technology as Washington is countering risks posed by communist China's infiltration into high-tech networks in the region. The trip comes as the Pentagon prepares to move forward with a plan to pull almost 12,000 troops from Germany and redeploy part of the U.S. forces to Poland and other NATO nations. That's raising concerns at home and in Europe, even as senior officials defend it as a strategic necessity. Ambassador Philip Rieker, the State Department's acting Assistant Secretary for European and Eurasian Affairs, said Pompeo will discuss with his counterparts the just-completed U.S.-Poland Enhanced Defense Cooperation Agreement. The pact is meant to further strengthen the broad transatlantic security. The defense deal enables the United States for rotational presence of an additional 1,000 U.S. troops to enhance deterrence against Russia and strengthen NATO. About 4,500 U.S. personnel are already on rotation in Poland. Mauritius Prime Minister Pravind Jugnauth told the Indian Ocean island nation to prepare for the worst-case scenario after a crippled Japanese ship leaked oil off the coast. He said in televised remarks on Monday that the ship has stopped leaking, but the salvage team has observed several cracks.